impermanence. The first principle of Buddhism is the doctrine of impermanence. Impermanence means that nothing is stationary, static, unchanging. All things are moving, dynamic, becoming. Life is a continuous becoming. All things in life are constantly becoming. Perhaps it is better to say changing, since if we say becoming, then we think, becoming what? Buddhism teaches us to understand that impermanence is the true nature of all things and people. Everything is continuously changing, continuously becoming, continuously new. Through ignorance, we become attached to persons, acts, and words. If one thinks he is better than others, he is apt to become upset because others do not live up to his expectations of them. On the other hand, if one feels that others are better than himself, he is apt to suffer from an inferiority complex. This kind of behavior represents our ordinary way of life. We always fall into these pits of life. It is hard to adjust ourselves to the changing environment. If we understand the changing nature of reality, then we will not cling to so many things. Our lives are basically attachment. It is easy to become attached to so many things, possessions, words, deeds, thoughts, and isms, communism, capitalism, stoicism, asceticism. As soon as something becomes an ism, there is attachment. When it becomes an ism, it is dead, it is stale. While water is constantly flowing, it is pure and fresh. When it stops moving, it becomes stagnant. It is the same with our lives. We living beings must live, and to live means to change. Often we do not flow with change. Instead, we become attached to our thoughts. Then our thoughts become isms, and the isms begin to compete and conflict with each other. All our difficulties result from attachment. There are no such things as this is good and that is bad, this is right and that is wrong. Everything is relative and depends upon situations and conditions. Situations change. Monetary, social, political, individual factors. Such conditions change. If one becomes attached to the bad, indeed it becomes worse. Even good things, once attachment is formed, become bad. If we are attached to the fact that we have given, we become greedy and expect thanks or something in return. When we give, we should simply give with a sincere heart. When it is done, it is done. Everything should be done like this. We should do things sincerely and wholeheartedly. The doing is the happiness. The essence of life is not exchange. The true life simply moves forward with sincerity coming from within. Buddhism points to the reality of constant change. One can make his life ever fresh and ever interesting. However, attachment kills this fresh new life. If one really understands the reality of this universe, which includes all things and all lives, then one's life becomes really beautiful and fresh. This is why impermanence is the first principle of Buddhism.